Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance, and today is Monday, the 12th of August, 2019. It is the 224th day of the year, 141 days remaining until the end of the year, 42 days until autumn begins, 204 days until the California primary election, and 449 days until presidential elections. The sun rises this morning at 6:23. The sun sets at 8:05. We have 13 hours and 42 minutes of daylight to play in today. Solar noon will be at 1:14. The first low tide was at 4:27. The next low tide at 4:11 this afternoon. The first high tide will be at 11:35 this morning, and the final high tide at 10:12 tonight. The moon is currently 91.8% visible, a waxing gibbous moon. We'll have a full moon on Thursday. It will be the full sturgeon moon. Today is Baseball Fans Day, IBM PC Day, International Youth Day, National Julian Fries Day, National Middle Child Day, National Sewing Machine Day, Truck Driver Day, Victory Day, Vinyl Record Day, and World Elephant Day. It's also the peak of the Perseid or Perseid meteor shower. It is the glorious 12th in the United Kingdom. Her Majesty the Queen's Mother Birthday and National Mother's Day in Thailand. The Russian Air Force Day, Russian Railway Troops Day, Sea Org Day, and National Library Day. If today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. You get to share birthday cake with Cecil B. DeMille, Cantinflas, Percy Mayfield, Porter Wagner, Buck Owens, George Soros, Mark Knopfler, and Pat Metheny on this day in history. Isaac Singer in 1851 is granted a patent for his sewing machine. And in 1865, Joseph Lister, I think they named Listerine after him because he's the British surgeon and scientist performing the first antiseptic surgery. Much more up on KLW.org. It's the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You're always welcome to send me an email to kevin@kalw.org. Morning Edition continues now at 5:51. This is 91.7 Information Radio, KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio and the listener-supported broadcast service of the San Francisco Unified School District. School is back here in San Francisco a week from today, Monday, August 19th. So what do we do in the meantime? Why not go to your local library? Here's what's going on today in San Francisco's public libraries. There is an event called OWL. I like to say that this is getting your owls done, if you remember the Harry Potter tests that schoolers there were given. This is Older Writers Laboratory, reading, writing, and poetry workshop from San Francisco Public Library, where people love reading, sharing, and creating words. This takes place from 10 to 12:30 this afternoon at the Bernal Heights Meeting Room at Bernal Heights, branch of the San Francisco Public Library at 500 Cortland Avenue. Also mark on your calendars, this is not a school or a library event, but there's an event called Sketchy Tuesday where people gather together at different places around the city. You could be a professional sketcher, you could be an amateur sketcher, and I'll tell you sketchytuesday.com is the website to find out more. Fun things to do in San Francisco's public libraries, go to sfpl.org/summerstride. The Cross Currents Morning Report coming up next here on 91.7 KALW. Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance. Time right now is 6:51. An hour of news coming up from the BBC World Service, 2 o'clock this afternoon. Also more BBC news later this hour with Top Line at about 8:42. Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. Members of California state's legislatures have full desks full of decisions to make once they're back from their summer holiday. Among the many bills they'll have to deal with are passing an operating budget of $25 billion. They'll also be talking about setting up funds to pay future wildfire victims, cleaning up drinking water, forcing companies like Uber and Lyft to treat their drivers like full-time employees, capping rent increases for most people at 7% a year, and giving public health officials oversight of doctors who grant 5 medical exemptions each year for vaccinations, those amongst many other bills before California state legislatures when they come back from their summer holiday. A 46-year-old Lyft driver on the peninsula is in jail for taking advantage of a 25-year-old victim who needed a ride home early Sunday morning. Also Saturday night, four people were shot and wounded, one critically in the parking lot of the McDonald's in the Western Addition. No suspects have been caught. Well, if you didn't or couldn't make it to the Outlands Music Festival this weekend, here's a little of what you missed. Apparently, millennials and baby boomers alike seem to have a great time. The sunny, warm weather also helped. Also, plenty to drink, eat, and smoke. Saturday's headliner, Childish Gambino, also known as Donald Glover, gave a never-ending, energy-filled performance. He sang, danced, and told stories about growing up in Oakland and the Bay Area. His dad is actor Danny Glover. Blink-182 and Counting Crows played some favorite songs from their decades-long careers. The show closed with Paul Simon. He announced his retirement last year, but he just had to be there this weekend. He was joined by Grateful Dead singer and guitarist Bob Weir on a duet of the Simon and Garfunkel song, The Boxer. Paul Simon also sang from his classic album, Graceland, as an encore. Special deluxe tickets were going for $1,600. More local news at 4:04 this afternoon and a complete cross currents at 5 o'clock. Also, don't forget the cross currents morning report coming up later this half hour here on KALW. That'll be 10 o'clock this morning here on KALW. Support for NPR comes from the Kauffman Foundation. Expect warm temperatures today. Time right now on local public radio is 8:07.